Ali, né?
Tá
dando trabalho pra chegar ali, assim, ó. Ah, tá, ah, não tá só vai estar. The need to know the value of the neshama. The person needs to know himself. Rosucha lahachish atzmas malas avayah. It's not possible to deny the essential, objective ma'ila and great light. Neshama hama'ira tamid, of the neshama, which is constantly shining. Hamleya tamid shal heves ish kardesh, which is always filled with fire, the heavenly holy light. V'tzimayin elayki olam, the thirst and a yearning to the God on high. Hasfuga kula tamid, which is just saturated, like a sponge, completely benachale adonim shal kodesh kadashim, with rivers of pleasure from the kodesh kadashim. Hashu yatami b'sarach svira shal shiras zimras neginas mayam kodesh, which is always filled with song, all different expressions of song, of holy song, hatsneya b'misanegas yachai, songs of yearning and songs of pleasure mixed together. Now, normally, in this world, in this physical world, it's very rare to find a song which is a song of yearning and a song of pleasure, which are the same. They bring out two different emotions. A song of yearning usually brings out a feeling of pain, of longing, of the disappointment in not having something. Whereas the song of pleasure is a song of having acquired something, being content with what you have. Yet when it comes to Kedusha, the Neshama sings a song of Tzmeya, of longing. It's a song of longing, and that's the very same song of pleasure. Anuga Adinazu, this oneg, this pleasure, this delight of the Neshama, this constant holy Kedusha, Yodasius Eka, it knows its God. The Neshama knows very well what it is. Shomeres Maginahi, it's protected. It protects itself. Vigaon Anava Al Kvaida Vigikrasifaka. The Neshama knows its value. And like every good thing which there is, it needs a shmira. The neshama, because it knows itself, knows just how much of a shmir it is that it really needs. The klolos hakaras erach zu. Be mazur in the neshama. The klolos hakaras erach zu. The general understanding, knowledge of this, being makavis. Kashem shehim misbateles misbaletes ba'ozam ha'yichidim. Just as this segula of the neshama is apparent on the yechidim in the world, on the tzaddikim, segulas hadoros, those who are unique, those who are misugal of each generation, b'dichei d'malka ila, those who give pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on high, kach yimis baletes tamim b'nishmas akal shakneset yisrael. Don't be disappointed. This is entirely true about the entire neshama of Klai Yisrael. Hamaleya tamid gil kodesh, that the collective neshama of Klai Yisrael is always in a state of peace, of happiness, of a holy happiness. V'simas tana gididas ahava, and it is filled and it is enriched, satiated with pleasures and feelings of closeness and yedidus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Sror hamor doidi li bin shada yavim, ani da doidi alai shukasa." This book is telling us that more than one thing, and it's really in stages. But just to recap what he's saying, the first thing that a person must know, and the book has many pieces discussing this, we've seen some of them. The first and most important thing that a Jew needs to know is who he is. If a Yid does not know that he's a neshama, then that's the eternal identity crisis. That's a real diagnosis. But a Yid needs to know who he is. If he looks in the mirror and he sees flesh and blood and he sees skin, and he says, "That's me," that's the first and most devastating mistake that a person can make. Because when a person looks at himself and he looks in the mirror and he sees the disappointment on his face and he sees the challenges in life and he looks at that and he's covered that, he determines that as being who he is, then what is he at? What is he at that point? Is this a disappointment? Is it just a failure? The first thing that a Jew needs to know is that he has much deeper eyes than his physical eyes. And he has to be able to see and to know if he can't see the Amunah with the eyes of the Tzaddikim. Is to be semech on their glasses to know that I am much more than that. I'm a neshama. That's step one. And then a Yid needs to know what is a neshama. That the neshama is something which is an eternal peace, happiness, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, filled with Kedusha. And if one will say, "Okay, that may be great, that's me how I have started off, but after all that I've done, after all my chataim, after all my mistakes, am I not being pogim and destroying the neshama via dying day after day, or the thing which I do and I've continued to do and which I've done?" The answer says, of course, is no, you have not. There's a shmira, because the neshama knows just how precious it is. You may not know it. And you may not know who you are, and therefore, by doing those arrows, you're being poking your neshama. It says of Kook that the neshama knows something that you don't know, and that's its value, and it protects itself, and there's a shmir on that, that no matter how much one taints oneself, there's an akuda of neshama which cannot be tainted. And don't think that's only for tzaddikim, Kook says. That's true about any Jew who's part of Knesset Yisrael. Because there's something which is called Knesset Yisrael, which is the collective neshama of Yisrael, which each and every person has a part of inside of them, which is always protected from any problem. Before we draw the connection to the Parsha, or I should say more towards Hanukkah, if we stop at this piece right now, and we called it a night, we really wouldn't need to see anything more. All the Hosafas, which I would like to be Mosif, Mitzvah Hashem. And I want it to be Kala Mosif Gareya, that if we add, we take away, Chas Hashem, from this most important point. This is what it's about. Haket, I want that if we're going to speak about this Nekuja, it should be Kala Mosif, the Holy. Halacha Panika. Sometimes when you add something, it takes away from the content of the Mitzvah Nekuda, and sometimes you're Mosif the Holy, that Haket. Like by Chanukah, that by adding on things, it actually brings more noy, more beauty to the content. Let's take a look at the nes of Chanukah. We have five brothers. Tzaddiki Adar. That they put everything on the line to fight, according to what Chazal was, tens, hundreds of thousands of so weak soldiers. And they were victorious. We must ask ourselves, how is that possible? What's close to that possible? After all, didn't the Yevanim, weren't they not Mitame the Beis Hamikdash? Were the Jewish people not Miss Yavnim? Were they not assimilated with the Greek culture? Yet it's possible that five Jews should come along and be able to decimate an entire Greek army? Does that make any sense? How could that be? What's close? From where does the Nes of Chanukah? Where is it yoni from? Where is its source? The answer is the Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen what the Yidden found after that victory was not just an opportunity for them to light in the Mikdash and through the time of the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Mikdash. It's much more cosmic than that. It's not just about lighting the menorah, which is just a fraction of what Avodas Hashem is all about. This is a lesson to Klai Yisrael. This is teaching Klai Yisrael that although you've sinned and you've made chilul Hashem, and you've assimilated, and you've done atrocities, and Hashem has watched you do them the entire time, there's an akuda which is called the Pach Shemen, which cannot become tamei. That although the Yavanim were able to defile and to be metame every single pach in the Beis HaMikdash, that Baruch Hu showed them that there's a Pach Shemen of the Kohen Gadol, which has its chesima, which is protected, which has a chesam, which is sealed off, that one cannot be metame. And that's the nekuda of Klal Yisrael. The neshama Klal is a Klal Yisrael. That's why it's the chesama of the Kohen Gadol. You have to stand with the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is the person who represents Klal Yisrael. He's the one who goes into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. On behalf of all of Klal Yisrael, he's mitzvah. And he asks for forgiveness. Why? Because he represents all of Klal Yisrael. Because of his love for all of Klal Yisrael. But there's a Yid in the world, and in each and every generation there's a Yid who's the Kohen Gadol. You don't know who he is. He doesn't wear the Shmur of the Gadol, but he does wear the Kohen Gadol. But there's a Yid in every generation who has this Quran. But it's not to tell you about the godless of the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol doesn't get his godless from his own neshama. He gets his godless from Kol Yisrael. As the Noam Elimelech says on the Mishnah, in the beginning of Pirkei Avos, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelek Olam Haba. All of Kol Yisrael has a Chelek Olam Haba. And Zok, the Noam Elimelech, that there's a Heichal in Shemayim which is called Kol Yisrael. There's a place in Shemayim called Kol Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael. Which, no matter how far a Yid falls, he cannot contaminate this place called Kol Yisrael. They're in this place in Shemayim called Kol Yisrael, Va'amech Kulam Tzadikim. Every single Yid is a Tzadik, and Kol Yisrael Shemayim Chagam Abba. Even though on a personal level you may do things which contaminate yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the beginning of the world, he saw that you would make Chataim, and he already created a Shmir on you, that no matter how far one falls, there's always an akuta called Klal Yisrael, which is the Pach Shemen of the Kohen Gadol, which can never become tamei. And it's Ein Sof, which is why it lit not just for one night, two nights, three nights, four nights, five, six, seven, eight, and the number eight is already Lamala Min HaTeva. So when we speak about the Chashmonai and how they were able to do Metziah, it's because they understood the secret of Klal Yisrael. The power of Kol Yisrael. That if they act not only for themselves, but if they act on behalf of the greater Klal is almighty and all powerful. We've done this lesson on Rosh Hashanah by the Isha Hashunamis. When Elisha says to her, I'll do whatever you want for hosting me in your home. Should I speak before the Melech? Put in a good word for you? I will. And the Zayah says, which Melech was he talking about? Melech Basav Adam? No, says the Zohar, it was Rosh Hashanah. And Elisha was saying to her, if you want, I'll put in my own good word for you on Rosh Hashanah. Imagine, Rav Chaim Kanevsky says, you know, they have this in Kippur Tehillah, right? Rav Chaim Kanevsky will daven for you on Rosh Hashanah, and everybody donates, Rav Chaim Kanevsky, Rav David Abchatzera, yeah, let's do it. And here you had Elisha the Navi. And what was her response? The response was, no, thank you. The Soich Ami Anofi Hashanah. I blend into my people. I sit amongst my people. Was this an act of foolishness on her part? Of course not. Elisha didn't contradict her. Didn't say what? Really? Elisha. Teretz is that she understood the strength of Klal Yisrael as a tzibur. That in Rosh Hashanah, there's a haftacha. That every single yid will be found at tzaddik and will have a schus because of the fact that a yid, as long as he feels connected to Klal Yisrael, that he says about Klal Yisrael, this is my people, then he's in touch with the nekuda called Klal Yisrael, and in that spot called Klal Yisrael, v'amech kulam tzadik. There's no pagam there. I sin amongst my people. And if I sin amongst my people, I'm a tzaddik. That's what Isha Shunamis understood. happens to be the Chunamis is also the Osios Shemin. Yeah? And also the Nase of Elisha was also with Shemin. Yeah. I'll get the Shemin in a second. That's why it's Shemini, because Shemini is the eighth, which is higher than one can touch. A Yid can only touch 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 days of the week, 7 colors, 7 everything. The whole world is built on 7. But 8 is beyond touch. That's why Shemin always rises to the top. It rises to a place where you can't touch it. That's the Shemin within the Yid. This Pach Shemin of the Kohen Gadol, that it was beyond the scope of the Yavanim to be able to contaminate that. And this is the strength of the Yavanim. And when they went out to war, although there were only 5 people, they said, and this is what we spoke about last Motzei Shabbos, everything which they did, they were mechavim b'shem kol Yisrael. And doing this b'shem kol Yisrael, I mean, they did it from a place of being connected to this place called Kol Yisrael. Yeah. That's why they're called Maccabim. The classic Rashi Tevas of Maccabi is Micha Mecha Be'edim Hashem. Who is like you, those who are silent at Rosh Baruch Hu, which has a lot to do with Hanukkah, of course. Not of course, not so simple. Maccabi is also Rosh Hashanah, Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. The Mechavim derive their strength in that. Okay, Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. And when you're Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, even if you're at the lowest of the low, which they were, everything in Klal Yisrael was Metame. Everything. There were only 5 tzaddikim left who were willing to take on the entire Yavani army. Even Avram didn't ask for 5 tzaddikim. He only asked for 10 when it came to stone. And here there were only 5 brothers. And yet they were able to be victorious against an entire Yavani army. How is that possible? Because even if you fall to the bottom, you're still connected to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi said, what are the last 2 words in the entire Torah? The bottom of the Torah. You know what those words are? Kol Yisrael. Those are the last 2 words in the Torah. You know what that means? That even if you fall from Bereishis, which is Chachma, which is the first, which is the beginning, and you fall all the way to the bottom of the Torah, which means that you violated every single tzibur, you fell all the way from the top to the bottom. You still have a letzala because you know who you bump into at the bottom, even though you have no individuality because you contaminated your personal neshama, you still fall to the bottom to Kol Yisrael. And if you're Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, and you tap into the Nekuda of Shemen, you can go once again from the bottom to the top. Because a person who takes B'Shem Kol Yisrael by the reins and he says, this is my charge, I'm a Maccabee, I'm Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, I live my life connected to the entire Jewish people, and from there that there's no Pagam there, you go all the way back up to the top. That's the secret of Shemen. That's why B'Shem Kol Yisrael is B'Gematria Bereishis. Because it takes you back to the top. Because when you fall down to Kol Yisrael, which is in the bottom, and you're Mechavim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, then you go from Kol Yisrael back to the top, Bereishis, where Elohim start over again. And you're renewed, you have an opportunity to do tshuva. Hashem says, okay, you fell to the bottom, now start again. What's the next word after Kol Yisrael? Bereishis. Start again. That's the secret of the Shemen. The Shemen Zay Zach, which they found, which is Zach, which is completely pure, that there's no Pagam in that Shemen. Because the Chosem Moshe Kol Yisrael, which is what encompasses this Kol Yisrael. From there, there's no Pagam. And you go from the bottom to the top. And this is the reason why Chanukah was given to this door. Chanukah is the newest of all the Yom Tov. After Chanukah, there's no more Yom Tov. That's it. Until Mashiach comes, in which case, there'll be more. But it was B'ikr given to this Tkufa, to Klal Yisrael, after they already fell into what's called Hester Panim. They're already by the second Beis HaMikdash, Hashem was now giving Megala all the miracles which He performed for them in the first Beis HaMikdash. And it was very hard to see if it was broke His presence in their lives. Chanukah was given to Klal Yisrael as a reminder for every generation, eternally until Mashiach comes, that don't think that just because you're the lowest of all the various throughout history, that's going to be your fate forever. That's not true. Eden Masu Habayim HaYisrael Roshpina. This generation will ultimately be the greatest generation of all. I'm not going to get into why that is. But this is the nature of what Chanukah is teaching us. Is that even though if all around you, you see corruption, you see destruction, you see tumah, you see yavanim, you see assimilation in the American world, if people are running after the American dream. Whatever it is, Hanukkah says that even though you're going into very dark periods, there's always going to be a spark of light which goes with you. And that's the light of the Neres Hanukkah itself. Connecting to Neres Hanukkah means that Hashem is showing you from the Pach Shemen that the light of Kol Yisrael goes with you everywhere. And that's the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is with you. The Shekhinah is, there's a part of the Shekhinah which is never tainted because it represents Kol Yisrael. That's a Shekhinah with the Milui is the matter of Kol Yisrael. It means if you take the word Shekhinah and you spell out the Shin, Shin Yud Nun, yeah? And the Chach Pei. Spell all the letters, it's matter of Kol Yisrael. Why that's with the Milui? You know why? Because the Milui is the part of the word which is hiding. Understand that? Does that make sense? Yeah? Because you can't see it. All you see is Shin Chaf Yud Nun Hey. What about the Milui is hiding? So that's why Shekhinah, but the Milui is the matcha Kol Yisrael. Because it's a part of the Shekhinah, which even though they can contaminate the Shin, the Chaf Yud Nun and the Hey, but the Milui they can't touch. And that's why Shekhinah with the Milui is the matcha Kol Yisrael, because it's a part of Kol Yisrael which they also can't touch. And that's the Milui.
Milui is even, there's more letters in the Milui.
This is the lesson for all Dairis. This is what when a Yid sits by the Neros, when he lights Halakha's Ner Hanukkah, he's lighting that Ner, and the Baruch Hu is lighting him. Hashem is lighting you with Kedushas Kol Yisrael. That even though a person feels like he's burnt out, that he can't feel this Neshama anymore, he's ruined himself on a personal level, as you light the Menorah, and you reveal in this world, you reveal in Hashem's world, His presence in this world. But despite all the kafir which is around, you give edus. You give edus when you light that despite the chayshach in the world, this spark of a kadosh baruch when He's here, even though you can't see Him, He's still here. And this is the edus to that. And you light, and you show that Hashem is in this world. Hashem takes His nair and He lights you up, and He says, "Alo, I don't see any kedusha here. I'm being nair." That's the ani ludoi didoi which takes place by the nair's time. If you light His presence in this world, He'll light His presence in your world, in yourself. Ner Hashem nishmat adam, because the neshama is in there, and even though it seems like it's been extinguished already, Hashem lights it. Why? Because there's always a little bit of shemen left. There's a little bit of juice left inside of you. The chaisama shekhoin gadol, which is Knesset Kol Yisrael, which can never become tamid. That's called the chen of every yid. It's a chanukah zolashem chen. That there's a chen, that there's a virtue which Hashem sees in you, even you don't know, but your neshama knows, and it protects it. That's a little juice of Shemin, the Shemin Zayitah, which always rises to the top. That's like Shemin Zayitah. Yeah, if you pick a Menatzvah, which means that if you make Shemin, the Nun Sofis is 700. Yeah, and Zach is 500. Yeah, because the Chasuk is to be 500. Nun Sofis is 700. So Shemin Zayitah is the matchup. La'ein Eikol Yisrael Bereishis Baralikah. Because it connects the end of the Torah to the beginning of the Torah. Hashem is Zayish. It goes from the bottom to the top. From the Kol Yisrael to the Reish. That's the end of time. So this is what we need to do. We need to know that Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva al ma'ayid, as the Rambam says. It's so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why it's so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because what can be more beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the fact that no matter how far, how deep a Yid falls, he's always connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he'll always come out. Just like Yosef in the Shitkash, he's thrown into the Vor. And we know that Yosef represents Hanukkah. That although he was thrown into the deepest, darkest places, which is the bottom of the bottom, rock bottom, Nechashim Akravim, he was going to get bitten and destroyed by the Nechashim and Akravim. It didn't just stop at the fact that he was taken out of the Vor. He went all the way to the top of the world. Yosef HaTzadik. He was the melech of the whole world. The whole world was Meshuvah to Mitzrayim. But Yosef has that koyach of the Shemesh. Because he's connected to Kol Yisrael. Although they gave up on their brotherhood with Yosef, he never gave up on his brotherhood with them. He was still connected to them as Kol Yisrael. That even when they came to Mitzrayim and the opportunity to totally totally destroy them. I have to pay them back. That's not what happened. He embraced them. He says, even though what you've done to me, I'm still connected to you. We're still one family. We're still one people. We're still Kol Yisrael. Even when he was in the pit, he never lost sight of them. And because he was still connected to Kol Yisrael, and he didn't lose his brotherhood with them, he went up to the top. That's all he needs to know. I'm part of Kol Yisrael. Nothing else, nothing anybody, any Ummah, any nation, any Avera could do to disconnect me from my people and from my roots, my connection to the world. And from there, Zechut of Arash HaMashiach, which is the light of Hanukkah. So let us hope that in this bliss, that we first and foremost know who we are, how great we are, and the extent that the Baruch Hu and the Neshama goes to protect the Kedusha, the Sama Shukran Gadol. That there's going to be a day where every single Yid will be Melech, every single Yid will be Kohen Gadol, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is not just going to have you believe that you have that Koyach of Kol Yisrael, but you will, every single Jew, as the Medrash says, will be a Melech, will be in Kohen Gadol. We should see it soon in our days when we have a Melech.